Hey, and welcome to another exciting episode of Extra Features en route. Today we have a new film, Night, with director Nicholas Jacobs. Welcome to the show.
Good to be here. Thanks for having me.
So, I gotta ask, where does this film originate from? Is this a student project? Is this for an independent film festival? Where are you going with this?
Well, for me, this movie, I basically made this movie for myself. I wanted to show people that, like, now, like, times have changed. Like, anybody can make something, you know? Like, it's really easy nowadays. And I feel like a lot of filmmakers, especially, they don't really realize that. Like, when they write a script, that needs millions or whatever, hundreds of thousands, when, like, of stuff they don't have and they have no way of getting, you know? So I wanted to write a simple story that I can literally make all on my own.
So does that also include you wanted a story that you could market yourself, produce yourself, and do everything yourself? That is what I'm trying to say. You want to be the whole complete package.
Every single thing about the industry. Like, right, I didn't get to use this, but I actually started learning how to make music. And but I did originally add music into Night, but I decided to take it out because it kind of takes away from that realistic tone that I was going for. So that's why there's no music that in the film. But originally it was supposed to be in there, but I took it out.
Okay, so nothing really happens for the first 4 minutes and 28 seconds of your film. It's very quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Very dark. Now, is that to set a mood? Is that what you're trying to do?
Yeah, I wanted the audience to... I wanted to put the audience in this position as soon as the film starts, like, what is going on right here? Do you know what I'm saying?
I do.
Like, what is happening, you know? And then eventually, like, when my character leans in and says, here we go, and then, bam, cut straight to what's going on.
Now, let's discuss, was your whole plan, it almost looks like guerrilla filmmaking at times, like, especially the outdoor scenes is what I'm getting at.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have a certain street in mind, or you just, with you and your actor, did you just say, okay, we're going to do this street, or did you look for a certain street, or you just said, okay, this is it, let's do it?
Well, that whole scene is actually, that is probably, with the exception of, like, a few other scenes, the only thing that I did not write in the script. That scene was brought, like, the movie originally started off just with me in the room, like, bam, and then I'd take her in. But, like, we shot and edited about, like, 30 minutes, like, that whole, like, the first 30 minutes with her in the room. And I felt like it needed something more. I felt like we needed a little bit more, to the story, like, because I thought it would be cool to do, like, a, before the title card happens, like, an intro, basically, and that's where that came from. And, yeah, originally, like, everything went as well as I wanted it to for, like, where we shot and everything like that. Yeah, everything was fine.
So what neighborhood were you shooting in? Did you have a planned neighborhood is what I was looking for?
Oh, planned neighborhood? It's basically where I live. Where we shot was right outside of my house. That's where I wanted to do it. Because there was this bowling alley slash Catholic school right out front of my house. And I think that would be the perfect shot to just see her on their phone, on her phone, and just pan her out right there. And I'm right behind the wall, like, spying on her, you know?
Okay. Now, was your whole plan just to have you and the actor in the scene? That was it? Your plan was only have the two of you the whole time?
The character, the neighbor character that knocks on the door, which is played by my mom, she was in the script too, but the Erica Ashton phone call scene was added in because I felt like we needed to add a little bit more to the backstory of my character without giving too much away. Just a little hint.
Okay. Was this shot, like, in your house then, that main scene?
Everything was literally done, in my room. Like, what we had to do was, we picked up my bed, and for every one of those shots, we slammed the bed against the wall, so the whole time, like, it's just basically my room, like, completely thrown everywhere, like everything's all over the place, you know? And the bed's up against the wall, so that's how we shot that.
Your female actor, is that a friend, or is that somebody you hired, or where does she come in the picture?
That's my sister. I actually wrote the part for her because I felt like she was so young that most people probably wouldn't really need that huge of a backstory for her character. You just instantly see this young girl and be like, oh, wow, like, I don't want this to happen to her. You know what I'm saying?
So was she okay with the content of the story?
Yeah, she loves horror just as much as I do, probably more. So, yeah, she was completely fine. She was thrilled about being a part of the film.
So I guess we got to ask about your mom. Did your mom read your script beforehand?
She did, and she did not approve of it. She doesn't really, like, the film is not for her. She told me that, but with what I did, she understands it. And she thinks I did a good job with it. But it's just not the type of movie that she would watch, which is understandable because this type of movie is not for everybody at all, you know?
Oh, I'm totally with you on that one.
Yeah.
The guy, when he's hunting down his prey, do you think he's looking for a certain girl? Or this one just, okay, if this works, she was just happened of circumstance. Wrong place, wrong time.
A little bit of both, I would say. She happened to be at the wrong place at the wrong time, but he doesn't just pick up any girl, if you know what I'm saying. Like, I mean, I would chalk it up to being like a director or a casting director looking for the star of their film, you know, something like that.
But he's done this before. We definitely know he has. He talks about it. So, do you think the actor, the character, looks for different people every time, or he focuses on the same kind of person?
Well, he definitely wants to mix it up. But I don't know if I'm ever going to get to it, but I have this idea of a prequel script too, that for like another one if we ever get to it, but where my character is actually going after a male. Who is a teenage male, and it doesn't actually wind up going his way, and that's why he doesn't do males anymore, type of thing. So he targets young females, younger than 13, I would say, like 12.
Now, when the woman calls him on the phone, and he says, I'm busy, and she said, well, I would come over, and he's like, no, I'd rather do this. Do you find that strange that she knows what he's doing and she doesn't do anything about it?
And that's part of, that's a little side thing that I was probably going to go into in my, if I ever get to do this prequel story, that you would find out, her background of this character, which I kind of have outlined, like, it's not completely, like, a complete outlined story, but I have an idea of why she can't say anything and why she doesn't want to. And I mean, I will go into it, but if I ever wind up making it, I don't want to spoil it, you know?
Fair enough. I'm not making it. I'm just asking questions. I thought the killer should have disguised his voice. I thought it was a little strange, didn't you?
I know what you mean, but I mean, Superman wears glasses and everybody's just like doesn't recognize that it's him. So, I mean, that was my way of basically like saying like this is a movie at the end of the day, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, like, I do. I got to throw these questions out there to ask you, right? Or you're going to have nothing to talk about.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. I called your film a cam style. Am I wrong here? Because I really felt it was like a cam, like somebody was just shooting on a little projector in their hand. So how did you shoot it?
We had a Canon Rebel T6 that we used, and it was put on a tripod, and we had a boom mic attached to it, and that was pretty much all we were working with in the regards of the technical side.
Did your film come, like, I mean, obviously you're having interaction with your audience at the time of the film.
Yes.
Now, was that based on a cam girl or that kind of idea? Is that where the idea came from?
Definitely. Now, the script were, like, was already written. Like, you've seen that that Netflix movie, Cam? You know what I'm talking about?
I have not.
Okay, well, that movie came out, like, around the time I was writing it. I was pretty much done. And I was like, okay, perfect. So there's definitely an audience for this type of thing. So the idea pretty much came about as if, like, what haven't I seen before in because that idea, I don't think, I mean, I could be wrong, but I don't think has ever really been done before. Like somebody literally on a live stream torturing somebody else. That kind of came just from something that I'd never seen, but I would wish I like have seen, if you know what I'm saying.
I'm totally with you. No. How cold was the cup of water?
It was pretty cold, but luckily it wasn't that cold in the room because we were both, she probably appreciated that because we were both, we were dying in here. Like, cause there was only 7 days that we had to complete this film. And keep in mind, not only was it 7 days, but we only had like an hour or a few hours to get each scene done each day. So it wasn't even a full day. So we had to get all these scenes shot that because my sister does like, she has like dance that she does and she's extremely talented. She does a whole bunch of different shit, you know, but I don't know if I'm allowed to curse on here, but
go ahead.
All right, cool. But, yeah, so wait, what was the question? I kind of sidetracked a little bit.
Sorry. I was just asking about the cold water and then you sidetracked to dance with your sister. It's all good.
But yeah, it was cold. Yes.
I guess it's maybe a weird, now I know it's your sister. This question is going to sound weird, but I wrote it ahead of time. If you had a different actor besides your sister, would you have had nudity involved in the film?
I wouldn't have made, I mean, no, I don't think I would have because I don't know, like, there's something about that I just feel is like really uncomfortable. And especially for my first film, I wouldn't want to like make something like that. Like if you know what I'm saying, like the script is already extremely uncomfortable as it is.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, you know, so to do something like that on top of it, it might've pushed the boundaries a little bit. If you know what I'm saying.
I have to ask, will you agree? It's a good question to ask. I got to get it out there.
Yeah.
Okay. When you're, a killer is on the camera screen. He keeps going, nope, I don't want to do that. Maybe not now. What is he looking for? Something new?
Definitely. And also, my guy doesn't like, I mean, he denies Danny's third payment.
Yes.
And because he wants people's, he wants different opinions. He wants different ideas. I mean, it is about the money to him at the end of the day, but it's not all about that. Because he does have this sick and twisted idea, like he wants to do something else. Like he's tired of doing the same thing over and over again, if you know what I mean.
I do. I don't think he's doing it for the money. I think he needs the money.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't think he's doing it for it. I think he does it for his pleasure. Like, you definitely get that feeling that he likes doing this.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, and I don't think he wants to do anything else.
I mean, that's how he makes his living.
Exactly. Pretty evident. Are the people names on the cam your friends?
They're all people. Some of them are friends. Some of them are characters from different movies that I was inspired by. Like one of the names is Alex, and I named that character after the Clockwork Orange character that Malcolm McDowell plays.
Yeah.
Which I love that movie, by the way. And the last guy, Ted, I named after Ted Raimi because Ted Raimi, come on, he's awesome. You know.
Some Evil Dead action, are we? We're doing
of
some
course.
Evil Dead.
My favorite.
Okay, your film has been completed. And, I mean, did you not want to go the film festival route? Or are you going to do that in the future?
For my next film, I definitely will. But the reason why we didn't this time is because we were really running low on money. Like, literally every single dime that was spent on this movie was either from me or my girlfriend, like all of us, my mom, like we all pitched in, and it was really like, I mean, we're not the richest people in the world, you know, so I mean, movies are really expensive to make, but next time I hope to have a little bit more of a budget, hopefully this movie does well, but definitely my next film will go to festivals.
So your film is made. I mean, you contacted me, obviously. Where do you send your film to be seen? Because you're not going to film festivals, so I'm kind of confused. How do you get exposure for this?
Well, the film is already out on povhorror.com, and it will be on Amazon Prime Video come a few hours, actually, March
23rd. Oh, wow. So you are moving and shaking already.
Definitely. And also, this movie really, it's not really about that for me. If you don't, like, this movie is basically to be like, hey, guys, I can do this. You know what I mean? Like, it's just something to show. Like, I have a movie out there. You know what I mean? Like, and it's just something to show people. Like, say, hey, I'm trying to fund this project. Meanwhile, like, I have this movie already on Amazon if you want to check that out. You know what I mean? Just to show that I'm out there and I'm making stuff happen.
So I'm going to put this out there. What made you want to be a filmmaker? Did you go to film school? Did you watch YouTube on filmmaking? How did you become a filmmaker?
Well, it's funny because I knew I wanted to be a filmmaker ever since I was like probably like 4 or 5 years old. I always made movies. Back in the day, I used to make movies on Windows Movie Maker. I used to use my webcam as a kid and like go around and making these horror movies when I was like 10 years old. Because I used to make Puppet Master fan films.
Oh, wow.
But, yeah. And then I already knew that I wanted to be a filmmaker. So, well, I live in Philly. I mean, you could tell by the way I talk. But, so in Philly, high school kind of works like college. Probably in every city, but I'm only speaking for here. Where it's like you have to apply, and if you don't apply, then you would have to go to your neighborhood high school. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's basically how college works. So we had to apply and audition for these art schools, and there was this art school called CAPA, or the Philadelphia High School for the Creative and Performing Arts, which I knew had a film program. So I knew I wanted to go there. That was the only school that I wanted to go to. So I applied there. And I got in, through art, by the way, because the film program at the time was not, like, as big as it was in later years. Like, it was kind of a side thing to their drama class, if you know what I'm saying.
I do?
Yeah. So the only way that I would have a film class freshman year would be if I went to drama. Which I knew at the time, I never acted before, so I couldn't act then. And some could argue I can't act now, but so I got in through art, which I was always an artist. I always drew, so I knew I can get in through that, and I got in. And surprisingly enough, that was the only school that I got into. It was the only one I wanted to get into, and it's the only one that I did get into. And so I was there. Freshman year, I did art, and then for sophomore year, junior year, and senior year, I was a film major at CAPA. And then I graduated, and here I am now.
Now, throughout the interview, you have identified your big horror nut. You've identified Clockwork Orange. You've identified Puppet Master. I presume Halloween, Friday the 13th. I would add to those lists, too.
Yeah, of course. Wow. All of it. Even the obscure ones. I love them all.
Okay. Even Gator Bait we can put on the list if you would like.
Well, maybe not that one.
Do you have any other influence outside of horror, or is that just straight your thing?
Horror is definitely my thing, but there is definitely some influence in other films, too. I mean, horror, like if I'm going to sit down and watch a movie, horror is always the first genre that I'm searching through. But here's how the other genres kind of come in. I mean, I love Marvel, you know. I love the Marvel films, too. I don't know. Like, I just love horror, you know. I'm trying to, like, if horror directors make other films, I will watch them, you know. Of course, if Sam Raimi, like, I've seen all the Spider-Man movies because of Sam Raimi and Bruce Campbell. You know what I mean?
But he also made, like, Wizard of, whatever that Oz movie he made. He made the Oz movie.
And I've seen that too, yeah.
So, okay, so you just follow around, whatever. So Tobe Hooper, if he made a drama, you would watch a drama then.
Of course.
Okay. See, these are questions we need to know.
Mm-hmm. Keep asking.
Yeah, I'm trying. for your next film, what are you looking for? The length, maybe the budget? Are you looking for a $100,000 budget, a $50,000 budget, a $10,000 budget? Are you looking for an hour and a half movie, an hour, 30 minutes? What's your plan?
Well, I definitely want to at least make the same length as Night, if not longer. I originally intended for Night to be 70 minutes, and the reason why it didn't was, it kind of sucks because I finished the film and I sent it out and it was already out there, but then I remembered, it wasn't in the script, but there was this great idea that my girlfriend came up with, was like an earring rip scene. Like, I ripped the earrings off of Judy's character, and I really wanted to put that in the movie. But it wasn't in the script, and I put it in my notes because I have, like, a production note thing on my phone. And I put it in my notes, and I didn't realize, like, when I went to check the dates to say it was coming out March 17th on PODR and March 23rd, Amazon, I looked and I was like, oh, my God, I forgot about the earring scene. So it kind of bummed me, but, like, if we would have did that scene, it would have been 70. But honestly, from the reviews that I'm hearing and everything, I think 65 minutes is the perfect length for Night.
Fair enough. Even though you didn't answer my question.
I know. I always get to, I'm always talking about whatever, you know. Whatever pops in my head, I just talk about. But, yeah, for my next movie, budget-wise, it doesn't really matter necessarily. I mean, if I don't get to raise as much money as I would like to, I'm not going to stop, you know? If I have to work with the same budget for Night or even less, I'm still going to make another movie. This is my dream, and I'm not going to let it die, you know? I'm going to keep trying, and eventually somebody will notice me, you know?
I think you're awesome. You got to keep going. Okay. I have no more questions about your film. I hope I answered everything, but I do have fun questions for you if you would like.
All right, cool. Throw them at me.
Your favorite horror film?
Okay, so my favorite film, period, is Army of Darkness. I don't know if you would call that, like, a horror or, like, a comedy or action, adventure. It's kind of just, like, every genre.
It's everything. It's everything.
But, yeah, Army of Darkness, definitely by far my favorite film. It's the thing that got me into the business. It made me really want to direct my own thing, you know? Sam Raimi, genius.
Since you're from Philly, this may be a Philly cliche, but I have to ask, your favorite place to get a Philly cheesesteak?
Wait, what is it called?
A Philly cheesesteak?
No. I was asking my girlfriend over here. Like, Sonny's, right? I just had it recently. Before, I was like a Phil steak kind of guy, but then we went downtown, like, probably a couple months ago, and we had Sonny's. And it's honestly the best cheesesteak I ever had in my life. Sonny's. So all the way. Right now, Sonny's all the way.
Now, just because I'm Canadian and I'm not quite sure what's on a Philly cheesesteak, could you tell me what's on it?
It's steak, cheese. For the rest of the stuff, depends on where you go. Some people add different things. Like, they would add vegetables and onions is probably the biggest thing. But it all kind of depends on where you get it from.
Fair enough. See, you didn't think I was going to ask you the hard questions, did you? and this one's really easy. Your favorite season and why?
October, because Halloween.
Fair enough. Well, I want to thank you again. Tell everybody where they can find your film. Even though I know now where to find it, just so everybody knows again.
Okay, so right now the film is out on povhorror.com. And I mean, when is this going to be posted?
It'll be posted tomorrow, if I have time. If not, Sunday.
And also, okay, so, and also, it is out right now on Amazon Prime Video.
I thought it was tomorrow. Today's the 22nd.
Well, yeah, but it should be out in a couple of hours.
You're right. It'll be out with, yes. They'll be able to find it as soon as I post this. You got it. Well, thank you again for your time. It sounds like you're on a great direction and you're happy and your career is moving. That's awesome. Thank you for your time.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
Hey, I just want to say thank you for listening to this great interview. We have more on our website at www.extrafeatures.ca. And if you enjoyed it, can you please go to iTunes and leave us an iTunes review and like us on our Facebook page? Thank you.